This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Agribusiness Association of Iowa held its annual Agribusiness Showcase and Conference last week in Altoona. One of the panel discussions that took place at the showcase was a discussion about resistant weed management strategies. Liam Vincent of BASF was one of the experts that participated in the panel. We will hear more from Vincent next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. Liam Vincent of BASF tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network that growers need to be just as resilient as resistant weeds.
Really, the focus on it was today just about the fact that resistance isn't going away. It's becoming a problem that's just more prominent and prevalent. So it's all about, you know, from our perspectives with products that we're selling, looking at managing them well and stewarding them well.
Vincent says small weeds are easier to control.
From BASF perspective, we've had Liberty and we're introducing Liberty Ultra Herbicide in 2025. And for us, you know, managing resistant weeds or preserving these products is about stewarding them correctly. And for us, that comes back to what we call the START guidelines with Liberty Ultra. And it's number one is weed size. We need to be applying those applications being made on less than 3-inch weeds.
He says residuals are a big piece of the puzzle when it comes to controlling resistant weeds.
Residuals being super important to the conversation as far as trying to change people's mindsets as far as how they think about post-emergence chemistries. You know, how can we develop residual programs or put out robust pre-herbicides like Zidua Pro that have multiple modes of action, kind of act at different times as weeds are germinating, that set up the crop for success, give it a good clean start. But then, you know, as the residuality of that Zidua Pro begins to subside and weeds break, the benefit of having that in there is, you know, we've eliminated a lot of the weeds that post-emergence chemistry from Liberty or Liberty Ultra that it would face.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.